Well, here's a voice you may have heard before.
Local radio news is the place to start. It's the place where I started. I love doing local radio news. I did it for 7 years back in the 70s. It's where you connect with your community. It's where you connect with your listeners. It's where you connect.
That's talk show host Tom Hartman. Why are we playing it here? Turns out Tom Hartman is one of a number of radio people featured in a video being made by local videographer Jim Turr on one of our favorite subjects, radio news. Jim Turr has been going around the country talking to the big names in broadcasting like Hartman, Charles Osgood, Scott Simon, as well as to some local radio stations on this topic, radio news. It's a work that isn't finished yet. He's still looking for some more funding for his nonprofit venture. I asked Jim Turr what gave him the idea to make a video about radio news.
Well, you know, the idea was actually inspired by a moment right here in Santa Fe, which is natural because that's where I live. But I was going down Cerritos one day, and I passed a building near Early Street. I can't remember what the building was, but it had blown up. Or somebody told me it had blown up. And I was naturally very curious. That's very dramatic. And I realized in that instant that if I was going to find out more, I was going to either have to watch the TV news that night, which I was not in the habit of doing, or look in the paper the next day. And I really realized how much I missed local radio news, which we used to have with a guy named Bob Barth, some people will remember. And he passed away, and at that point, so we didn't have any local news. And I got to thinking, what could I do to... And I happened to know that statistically nationwide, local news was dying. It's dying for a lot of reasons, corporate and otherwise, but mainly I think a lot of stations probably don't realize that it could be good to build in a news capability, at least an ability to handle emergency information. And we all know about that situation in North Dakota, I think it was, where a train, chemical train derailed. There was a big public danger. And the officials tried to notify the radio stations to notify people, and there was not one station with a body in it, with a human in it, who could convey the information. So this
and the phone number in Houston wasn't working, I guess.
So this is part of it. This is part of the stink, the problem that I'm addressing here. But on a positive side, I think there's so many local stories. We hear them in public radio all the time, what they call the driveway stories. There's so many interesting personality stories and feature stories that could be done.
So you've taken on this project with Foundation support to do a video on radio news. You've talked to Charlie Osgood, you've talked to Tom Hartman, you've talked to the Vice President for News of CBS. What have you found out from them about local news?
The only thing that has surprised me, and I've interviewed a lot of people who are in the business, and I've interviewed a lot of people who are ostensibly not in the business. Jonathan Alter at Newsweek, Dave Barry, of course, what he had to say was more like something funny. James Fallows from The Atlantic, Hodding Carter, who a lot of us remember. A lot of people are not in radio news, but who have a very strong opinion about this, about what we're missing by not having local coverage and being connected to our communities in that way. So I've been very lucky to find that a lot of people are very willing to talk about this and have given me some insights I haven't had on why it's important. And I'm hoping with this video to be able to encourage radio stations who may be thinking of it or maybe even haven't thought of it to build in a little capability, a little training for local news.
Jim Turr, Santa Fe videographer, on his subject of radio news. More on that a bit later on our website, ksfr.org, and of course on his website, radionewsvideo.com. A few more of the voices from his video.
To tell a story, to reveal some injustice, to highlight some affirming act of kindness, all of those things have a reaction that as a local reporter you're not often immediately aware of.
And this is late at night on a Sunday night, and the local emergency officials tried to contact their local broadcasters, and there was nobody there to answer the phone. And the emergency broadcast system broke down, and as a result, people didn't know what to do. They heard the siren go off in town. They turn on the radio, as they're told to do, and there was no information there for them to know what was happening.
You become a lifeline to your community. You're the reason people will turn to and continue to turn to, and that's one of the reasons why it's really important to develop that brand image of being the news station in your local community.
And I think, in a sense, we're not prepared in any real way in this business to venture beyond...
At noon from KSFR News, 20 minutes now before 1 o'clock.